Got to start with basketball. A great season for UNC and a great run in the NCAA tournament, but the Tar Heels came up just short last night in their bid for a national title. 72-69, the final score. UNC losing to Kansas, 97-9. The Hills' Michael Coe has the story from New Orleans.
Carolina's incredible run through the 2022 NCAA tournament came to a sad end Monday night, as the Tar Heels held a 16-point first-half lead but couldn't close the deal on Kansas, falling in the final seconds 72-69. It was the largest comeback in the history of the championship game, and the first time ever in the tournament the Tar Heels had lost after leading by double digits at halftime. But after the game, head coach Hubert Davis said he wasn't thinking about any of that. Instead, he was simply proud of his team.
I can't remember a time in my life where I should be disappointed, but I'm just filled with so much pride. I'm so proud of these guys, of what they have done for themselves individually as a team, the way that they have represented our university, this program, our community. I can't ask for them to do any more than what they have done, and I am extremely proud of each one of them.
Sophomore guard Caleb Love missed a desperation three-pointer at the buzzer, which would have forced overtime. After his clutch performance against Duke on Saturday night, Love had a poor offensive night against Kansas, scoring just 13 points on 5 of 24 shooting. Still emotional after the game, Love said he was proud to be part of this Carolina team.
It hurts for us to get this far and come up short like this, everything we went through. But the positive thing is I wouldn't want to go through this with anybody else.
Carolina was playing the game with only a partially healthy Armando Bacot. The junior forward competed on a gimpy right ankle all night, but still managed to post his 31st double-double of the season, tying him for the all-time single-season record. But Bacot's ankle finally gave out for good in the final minute, as he drove into the lane but collapsed as he tried to pivot. He wouldn't return after being helped off the court.
I was just trying to drive to the basket, and I just kind of unconsciously tried to go up off my right foot, and that was an ankle I injured, and then I just rolled it again.
Despite the loss, Bacot remained bullish on the future of the program, one which both he and Davis were intent on returning to relevancy this season. It's safe to say they did that and then some.
Yeah, I would just say the season has been successful. Just having Coach Davis as a coach, he's been amazing all year. And, everybody in our coaching staff has been great. And just this program, we've all loved being here all year and just playing for Coach Davis. And this won't be the last time y'all see this program here.
Davis, meanwhile, has had about as successful a first run as any Division I head coach ever. He's the only one to lead his program to the title game in his first full season, and his 29 wins in year one are also more than Roy Williams, Dean Smith, or Frank McGuire had in Chapel Hill. Though Davis didn't have time for big picture thoughts after the game, he appeared at peace with the loss and happy with where he is.
It's been so busy, I haven't had time to really process and think fully what has happened. I love what I'm doing. I love being the head coach at the University of North Carolina and coaching these kids.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Bacot ended with 15 points and 15 rebounds. Michael said his 31st double-double of the season. That ties the all-time record set, if you're wondering, by David Robinson with Navy back in 1986. Brady Manek and R.J. Davis had double-doubles of their own. Puff Johnson came off the bench with 11 key points and 6 rebounds, all unfortunately, though, in a losing effort. UNC wraps up the season with a 29-10 record. They're now 6-6 all-time in national championship games. Now on to other news. We have more details on the fatal crash that happened early yesterday morning on Fordham Boulevard near Columbia Street. This happened around 3:40 in the morning. A pickup truck was driving westbound when it hit a guardrail. The driver of the truck died in the crash. Police have identified him as 69-year-old Charles Joyner of Graham. Investigation is still ongoing. Officials are also investigating a mobile home fire that killed one person early Sunday morning just outside Hillsboro. WNCN reporting the fire happened around 2:30 a.m. on University Station Road, just south of 85. No other details available yet. This week marks two big changes in our community. Meanwhile, first in Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools, where the district's mask mandate officially ended this week. As of yesterday, face masks are now recommended but not required. Meanwhile, on the roads, Estes Drive is now one way only just east of MLK Boulevard as Chapel Hill enters the next stage of the Estes Drive connectivity project. For the next year, Estes will only be open on the eastbound side from MLK to Caswell Street as crews work to install bike lanes, sidewalks, and more. Here's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger on that.
We're excited about getting this project underway and having it completed. It does mean that there'll be a lot of good work done during the summer when those schools are out, so that'll be helpful as far as traffic concerns. But we're very pleased to get the multimodal pass in, to get more of the lit crosswalks in. We've got two that have already been put in. There's a lot going on, and council, we heard the messages loud and clear, has taken part of the excess fund balance to dedicate towards bike and ped safety improvements. So you're going to be seeing quite a number more of these lit crosswalks and safety improvements. We have a long list to make sure that people are having a much safer experience moving around town outside of their cars.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there. Get more info on the Estes Drive connectivity project on our website, chapelboro.com. Other local government news. Tonight is a big night for the Carrboro Town Council, as council members are expected to vote on moving forward with a contract for the 203 South Greensboro project, including a new Orange County branch library. Council meets virtually tonight at 7. Orange County commissioners also meet at 7 in the Witted Building in Hillsboro. Commissioners will discuss a countywide plan for manufactured housing. They'll hear from the public on capital investments, and they'll get an evaluation on the county's program to assist longtime homeowners. In Raleigh, the General Assembly is back for a three-day mini-session this week, though no votes are expected. There's more action in the courts, where WRAL reports a new state budget report finds North Carolina has funded a little more than half of the $1.75 billion required by the Leandro Plan, a proposal to meet the state's constitutional obligation to provide all children with access to a sound basic education. Republican lawmakers say that should be enough of a step to preclude an earlier judicial order to implement the whole plan. Education advocates say it's still not enough to meet the state's obligation. Superior Court Judge Michael Robinson is deciding now whether to uphold an earlier court order to allocate more funds. That order came down, though, before the budget was passed last year. On campus, it's Pride Week at UNC with events scheduled all week long. You can get more info on that at lgbtq.unc.edu. And finally, big congratulations to a local musician, Rhiannon Giddens. She took home a Grammy Award on Sunday night for Best Folk Album for her album They're Calling Me Home with Francesco Teresi. Giddens was already a Grammy winner with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. They won Best Folk Album in 2011. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Bold Commercial Real Estate. Obviously, all eyes have been on Tar Heel basketball, but it has been busy all around for UNC sports. Over the weekend, top-ranked UNC women's tennis beat Wake Forest on Friday and then edged number 2 NC State on Sunday, 4-3, the final there. Good win for them. UNC men's tennis also got a pair of wins over Clemson and Georgia Tech. Top-ranked UNC women's lacrosse stayed unbeaten with a 15-7 win over Notre Dame. Jamie Ortega had 6 goals to lead the way, and goalie Taylor Moreno made the Sports Center top 10 with a highlight reel save in the third quarter. UNC baseball dropped 2 of 3 to Virginia Tech, though they did avoid the sweep with a 10-6 win on Sunday. UNC softball could not avoid their own sweep. They lost 3 straight to Clemson. And Duke did get a little revenge against Carolina in the field of men's lacrosse. The 15th-ranked Blue Devils took down the 9th-ranked Tar Heels 15-6. Today, the sports calendar is clear, but UNC baseball is back in action tomorrow, taking on South Carolina in Charlotte at 7. That game was scheduled to happen today, but got postponed due to expected bad weather in Charlotte. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes lost to the Wild on Sunday 3-1. They're back in action tonight at 7 on the road at Buffalo. And today is opening day for the Durham Bulls season. They're on the road at Nashville tonight at 7:30, game 1 of a 6-game series. The Bulls have their home opener next week.